I'm Devin Eldridge, and you're listening to BPR News. As this year's total solar eclipse draws near, it is expected to close out a record summer for tourism in the mountains. Try booking a room anywhere in the mountains, and you'll have little if any luck at all.
How may I help you today?
Yes, I was hoping to set a reservation for August the 21st. Do you have any openings?
We are actually booked for that night.
No, sir.
No, sir, we do not.
No, I'm sorry, I do not.
With the eclipse set to cast its shadow across the region's 7 westernmost counties, reservations were made in many of the area's hotels and campgrounds many moons ago. It has ensured the tourism development authorities in each of these counties have remained busy. Just ask Nick Breedlove, director of tourism in Jackson County.
We have people calling me daily from New York, Philadelphia, D.C., who are trying to find out information about the eclipse.
Like its neighboring counties, Jackson has numerous events planned in the days leading up to the eclipse. But as Breedlove points out, the long-awaited event really only serves to augment an already burgeoning tourism industry here in the mountains.
This complements it perfectly, but what's unique to the solar eclipse happening this summer is that it brings people here who've never experienced the mountains.
The Great Smoky Mountains National Park, which is in the path of totality, welcomed more than 11 million visitors last year, making it the most visited in the National Park Service. To put things into perspective, last year about 7 million people visited the Eiffel Tower, and approximately 9 million visited the Great Wall of China.
We don't know how many people it'll attract that's never been here before, but we know people will come here that have never been here before.
That's Dr. Steve Morse, a professor of tourism and economics at Western Carolina University. Each year, Dr. Morse prepares economic impact studies on seasonal tourism, and while summers and falls in the mountains are typically the region's strongest times of year, he says this year's eclipse is presenting the region with a rare opportunity.
Tourism is the first date for economic development. Maybe some people will visit here that want to start businesses, or entrepreneurs, or second vacation homes in the area that's never been here before. And that's hard to measure, but we know a lot of people are going to be here for the first time.
Dr. Morse says the impact of the eclipse won't be huge, but it will offer a measurable bump in growth.
We predict in Western North Carolina generally a 4 to 5.5% increase in tourism during the summer. That'll be driven largely by this August 21 event, and it'll end the summer on a high note with a lot of tourists here. We note that gasoline prices are as low as they've been in 3 years, so that's not a factor this year. This eclipse will bring a lot of new people to the area, and it'll be good for tourism all the way around.
Tourism development commissions throughout the 7 westernmost counties will spend more than $60,000 to promote events in their area for the eclipse, with Transylvania County spending the most, and Macon County and Clay County spending the least. For BPR News, I'm Devin Eldridge.